Among the Best Picture nominees for this Sunday's Academy Awards is Quentin Tarantino's Slave Revenge Shoot 'em Up, Django Unchained. Django is also up for Best Original Screenplay, and Christoph Waltz is nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Mississippi itself plays a supporting role, a villainous one. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
This isn't Mississippi's first 15 minutes of celluloid infamy.
They hate Mississippi.
Mississippi are sick and tired.
That's a hell of a risk to take in Jackson, Mississippi.
Ghosts of Mississippi.
Ghosts of Mississippi, A Time to Kill, The Help, Mississippi Burning. All films where the Magnolia State plays good Southern host to racists and bigots. And for a reason. Three of those movies are based on real events.
Django! Django, have you always been
alone? Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained takes us back to Mississippi, this time way back. 1858, slavery. And to let us know we have arrived, Tarantino spells it out on screen in huge white letters. MISSISSIPPI. Melissa Thomas, Mississippi born and raised, says she knew exactly what Tarantino wanted the audience to think.
Oh, Lord, Mississippi, things are really finna get bad, and they did.
In Django, once the action hits Mississippi, things go from bad to cover your eyes. Slaves are forced to fight to the death while owners place bets. A pack of dogs attacks and eats a runaway slave. For Mississippian Renee Ombaba, it just reinforces a tired, old stereotype.
Oh, racism, oh, slavery, Mississippi. And that's the narrative people create, not to say people are not complex, but when you're going to a movie and you're seeing images, what do you take away from it? Slavery was bad, dogs ate people, Mississippi.
And Tarantino gets specific. Chickasaw County, Mississippi, home to Candyland, a sprawling plantation run by sadistic owner Calvin Candy, played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
You see, under the laws of Chickasaw County, Broomhilda here is my property. And I can choose to do with my property whatever I so desire.
I'm Bobby Sanderson. I'm city clerk of the city of Houston, Mississippi, which is one of the two county seats of Chickasaw County. We're standing just south of the Chickasaw County Courthouse.
Bobby Sanderson can trace his Chickasaw County roots back to the mid-1800s. He says his great-great-granddaddy probably owned slaves, but he calls that ancient history and a painful history. Here's how Sanderson would rather Chickasaw County be known.
We have lots of associations with Elvis Presley and some of his kinfolk still live about here. A good little community in the Red Hills of North Mississippi that's trying real hard to get along and make our way in life.
Sanderson calls Hollywood's consistent portrayal of that racist Mississippi from back in the day unfair. And he says he's happy that's a Mississippi his grandchildren will never know.
The only perceptions they have of racial problems are those that we old folks inflict on them, partially by even discussing it.
We never talk about it.
About an hour northwest of Chickasaw County in Oxford, Warren Love and a couple of friends take a break between classes at the University of Mississippi's food court. Love and fellow freshmen Alex Brooks and Brandon Lambert are cool with Tarantino calling out Mississippi in Django.
We need to talk about it. I mean, it is history. We need to know our history.
Until Mississippi stopped showing racist acts, we always going to be that state for, you know what I'm saying, racism.
Like my granddaddy has a pasture with cows and horses in it. Maybe a couple of miles up the road, there is a KKK. To know it's that close, it's just like, wow.
Warren Love adds, it's just, like, complicated, too. He says, Mississippi is country living, four-wheeling, and family. Mississippi is home.
The saying is true. There's no place like home.
Something proud Mississippians can agree on. That, and if Tarantino was going to take advantage of Mississippi's bad reputation, the least he could do was shoot his movie there. Django's Mississippi scenes were filmed in Louisiana. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.